We have a new moon coming up on June 6th, and that means we're in the waning lunar phases. Do you know what lunar phase you were born under and what that means? That's what Stephen Forrest's Book of the Moon is all about, and now it's on audiobook narrated by, well, me. You can pick it up at Audible without a subscription and Apple Books. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Hump Day podcast. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about the Sun trining Pluto today and everything Pluto. Actually, some observations that tie into yesterday's podcast. So if you didn't hear that, I would definitely suggest going back and catching that first because it's going to be groundwork for today. Yesterday was about the shadow side of things going on relative to the Sun in Gemini, related to Pluto, related to the solar arc chart that we talked about in the Robert Glasscock did and the solar arc practicums. We've talked about it on Old Soul, New Soul quite a bit. Now we have the Sun trining Pluto today. And by the way, we'd love to have you in the Lucky Stars Club if you'd like to check that out. We're going to be doing a monthly video. You could get in on it. Go to funastrology.com. It's at the top. This trine between the Sun and Pluto happens at 11:13 a.m. Eastern this morning. Now, I want you to think visually with me. I know you can't see this, but think about Pluto is at 2 degrees in the sign of Aquarius. Now, Aquarius begins in late January. So that means, specifically on January 20th, the Sun and Pluto were conjunct. They were together. Then the Sun moved into Pisces, then Aries, then Taurus, and now Gemini. Gemini is an air sign. Pluto is in Aquarius. Aquarius is an air sign. So that's a trine. You can just go right there, element to element, trine. And it's actually in a nice trine because you have the top half of a kite formation because Pluto and Neptune are in a sextile aspect. And the Sun and Jupiter and Venus, and I guess we could even bring good old Uranus into this, are in a sextile aspect to Neptune as well. So this month, as we're talking about this configuration, there is just a lot of good juju in here. This is why Kristen has been talking about the good luck of this month. And it is. This is very favorable. Look, you have the two benefics, Venus, Jupiter, 1 degree apart. You could call that uncomfortably close. The Sun is another degree away. And the planet that rules things like astrology and our genius is in the neighborhood. Those are tied to Neptune, the spiritual planet, which is at 29 degrees. And as my chart is sitting here this morning, 29 minutes in the sign of Pisces. 29:29. That is everything about your spiritual development, your intuition, your clarity. I'm taking the non-shadow side of Neptune here because the clarity comes from our intuitive connection. And all of that is very positive right now. And Neptune then is in a sextile aspect to Pluto, really boosting the unconscious mind, unconscious or subconscious awareness. Intuitive prompts out of nowhere, vivid dreams unexpectedly. Yes, manifestations happening. Yeah, call it lucky stars. Actually, that term is a bad fit for what's really going on because we're just reading the symbolism of the chart and the chart tells us that this is very favorable. But lucky stars just has a ring and it has a really high vibe feel to it. And then when you bring those two benefics, Jupiter, Venus, and the Sun, are all in a trine to Pluto. The Sun is exact today. The other two are so close. You have a very powerful, lucky, positive aspect in the sky today. It's going to be 120 days, a full trine aspect, 120 degrees in the chart. It's going to be 4 months before we see this again. And that's the connection to yesterday's podcast. Because as I was reflecting on this, this is why we have to carpe diem, seize today, because the Sun in 30 days, well, 28, will move into Cancer. That to Pluto is going to be a quincunx, the famous 150-degree aspect that is one of the sides of those yods that we talk about when they show up. And then it's going to move into Leo, and that on July 22nd is going to be an opposition to Pluto, another strained aspect. And in between those, it will cross 165 degrees, and that's a quindecile. That's a Noel teal aspect, also of tension. Then after July 22nd, it's going to hit the quindecile again, going back the other way. So now we are not separating from Pluto. Now, as of July 22nd, we will be applying back to Pluto, moving from the opposition back toward the conjunction that will be next January of 2025. But after July 22nd, we have another quindecile, quincunx, and then finally the trine when the Sun enters Libra late September. And in that four-month stretch, as we get into those quincunxes, the 150 degrees, we're going to have some big yods in there as well. So these five aspects of the Sun to Pluto coming up into this critical period that we talked about yesterday of that Saturn solar arc aspect in the fall is definitely something that we all need to be aware of. There's kind of a term floating around now, these times, right? And we're all feeling these times in one kind of way or another. Well, as we look back at people who successfully navigated these times in their own time, one of the things that they did is when good things happened, they always capitalized on it. That is right now. So we have the Sun in Gemini, the twin, two, more than one opportunity for good luck. So we need to be looking out of both eyes, looking for opportunities, looking for the good. How long will this aspect last? Well, actually, the Sun will be about 10 days. Venus is coming behind it. Then Jupiter will be there as well all the way into May, June, July. I mean, Jupiter is going to carry the drumbeat of the positive of this. And that is the ultimate good luck planet. So you see why I say we need to acknowledge the shadow but focus on the good? Because this is not just a, oh, tomorrow we'll be talking about something else kind of thing. Not at all. This is being a conscious creator. You are aware of your environment, and then you go in and do your manifesting work. And that's why I really would invite you to take a look at the club. Just go to funastrology.com up there and check it out. Give it some consideration, because we're going to be navigating through this on those videos that we're going to do every month. And it's going to be, I think, quite impactful for our alignment, just keeping us on the plumb. So I hope you'll take a look at it. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Good job today. I mean, wow, this is a lot of heavy stuff to assimilate. And yet, now, do you feel like your rudder is in place and that you're cutting through the waves a little better after this? I hope so. I love you. Bye-bye.